We're having a special class on the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marashal, in his explanation of what is a Sudat Mitzvah. One of the good things about this, what is a Sudat Mitzvah? So they also give you biography. Every book you open, you have biography. So the Marashal was Rav Shlomo ben Yechiel Luria, who lived in Posen, in Poland, in the year 1510. He passed away in the year 1574, and he was rabbi in many different cities in Poland. He built a special yeshiva in Lublin, and he's considered one of the Gdolei Hador. Now, many of the next generation's leaders were his disciples. He was very close with the Rama, even though if you'd read the writings, you wouldn't have known it. He was very sharp in his writing. His intro to Shas is so sharp that the printers wouldn't print it in the beginning of his commentary, because he goes out against certain other authors and he says, when they pass on, they will come to the world to come and they will have to answer to why they did Baal Tashchis on all that paper to write their works. Very, very sharp. He went out against people, even against the Rama. In the responsa, you see how sharp he is against the Rama. And he's quoted in Halach, almost every page of Shulchan Aruch. The commentaries of the Shulchan Aruch quote him. So he also wrote footnotes to fix mistakes in the Shas. He wrote a commentary on Shas called Yamshel Shlomo. You have the Marshal in the back of the Gemara. And he also wrote a responsa called Tshuvot Marshal. Okay, so he wrote one of his most famous pieces. This is perhaps his most famous piece. And that is this piece explaining what is a Sudat Mitzvah. How do you define a meal that's called a Sudat Mitzvah? So he's going to discuss the meal of a circumcision, of a Pidyon HaBen, of Shalom Zachar, when a baby boy is born, a meal on Chanukah, Siyum is a Siyum, and what's called a Sudat Mitzvah. Okay, so... Correct. So the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, page 80, Pei Amud Aleph, Rav Shmuel and Ravasi came to Shavua HaBen. They came to a meal called Shavua HaBen. What is Shavua HaBen? When the baby was a week old, it came time to do a Bris Milah. So they called the meal of a Bris Milah, they called it Shavua HaBen because it was a week. We count 8 days, including the day he was born. But it's a week until you do a Brit Milah. So they came to that meal. The Amrila and others say the story happened when they came to a meal called Yeshua HaBen, a meal celebrating that the child made it out alive. When a child was born, they would make a special meal celebrating that he made it through the birth alive. And some say that's the source for Shalom Zachar, that we make a meal celebrating when a baby is born. Why don't you do it for a girl? Maybe we'll get back to. So he says The question here is that if it's not a circumcision, the Talmud in Tractate Chulin tells us that Rav would never partake of a meal, if people would make a festive meal, unless it was a Sudat Mitzvah, Rav wouldn't eat there. Just because he was invited, come eat out with us, he wouldn't eat there, unless it was a mitzvah. So he tells us, number one, sometimes a meal is celebrating a mitzvah. You have a meal at a wedding. Is there a mitzvah to eat at a wedding? No. But you're celebrating the mitzvah that this man is marrying this woman. So that's a meal that it's a mitzvah to partake of, to eat. That's one definition of Sudat Mitzvah, where the meal is in celebration of a mitzvah. I'm celebrating that this guy's doing the mitzvah of getting married.
Is Shabbat also counted in that?
Wait, let's see. But what about a Pidyon HaBen? What are you celebrating there? So he says, I think that there's another definition of a Sudat Mitzvah. He says, if you have a meal just to invite friends and have a good time together, that's not a Sudat Mitzvah. But let's say you have a meal to thank Hashem. You're making a meal to give praise to Hashem or to publicize a mitzvah you're going to do. You're not celebrating the mitzvah. You're doing the meal in order to honor Hashem, to praise Hashem, to publicize a mitzvah or to publicize a miracle. That's also called a Sudat Mitzvah. So he says, when you have a Pidyon HaBen, what are you doing? Everyone's coming and eating at that meal. They're not celebrating that you did the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. It's part of doing it in a public way. I'm inviting everyone for a meal, and now we're going to do the mitzvah. Now, he says, what about the interpretation that says they were celebrating that the baby made it out alive and the mother made it out alive? So he says that must be also a way of praising Hashem. I'm thanking Hashem that they made it out alive. Now, notice that he's saying that Hashem Zachar is also to thank Hashem that the mother made it out alive. Most people think I'm thanking for the child. He says it's also I'm thanking for the mother that she made. Okay, that's also true. What about the meals on Chanukah? So he says that's also Sudas Mitzvah. Now, why is it relevant if it's called a Sudat Mitzvah? One of the reasons that it's relevant is when a person's in mourning, which Sudah may he partake of? Another relevant thing, we're coming up to the 9 days for the Ashkenazim among us. In the 9 days, we don't eat meat unless it's a Sudat Mitzvah. So the definition of what's a Sudat Mitzvah, that's important to us. Are there Yemenites here? Yeah. Yeah, but you're not grown up in a... Okay.
Isn't...
You're grown up here. No, I'll tell you why. Because tonight I met an old Yemenite, and he told me that the Yemenites tend to eat a lot of meat. And then when they become old, they have gout. It's called the Yemenite's disease here in Israel. I didn't know that. So Yemenites should know that even though Yemenites eat a lot of meat, maybe they have to take into account that when they reach like 60, it comes back to haunt them. So that's why I was asking. Gout is where the blood has a problem taking out, the body has a problem taking out certain components of the blood, components that usually come from a buildup of meat over the years. I don't know.
Isn't any Jewish meal Sudat Mitzvah if we thank and praise Hashem during Birkat HaMazon?
Let's see. Okay. Let's hear him out. What about a meal on Hanukkah? So he says, in some halachic opinions it's quoted, that it's not a Sudat Mitzvah. The Tur brings it, the Beis Yosef brings it. You're having a meal on Hanukkah. What's the mitzvah about it? He says, no. Why are you making a meal? Why are you making a Hanukkah party? To give thanks to Hashem, to praise Hashem. You had a miracle on this day. So that's what the Rambam quotes in the laws of Hanukkah. He says, you have to give thanks to Hashem. When I used to come to Sudat of Hanukkah, and my friends in yeshiva were talking Divrei Torah, I would always say, now you all have to be Hasidish. You got to stop your Torah and sing some Zmiros. Because it says in the Rambam that it's only a Sudas Mitzvah if you give praise to Hashem. If you guys are only going to talk the Divrei Torah at the table and no song in honor of Hashem and praise of Hashem, you didn't thank Hashem, you didn't praise Hashem for the miracle of Hanukkah, it's not a Sudat Mitzvah. And this whole meal, you know, you got to be a little Hasidic here. You can't just be Ashkenazic Lithuanian.
What songs do you sing on a non-Shabbat?
Tov Da'odot Lashem, Ma'ashiv Lashem. So the point is, a meal in honor of thanking and praising Hashem. And that's really what the Rambam writes in the laws of Hanukkah. These are days of happiness and praise of Hashem. That's what the Mordechai writes. And he says, you see that the sages also want us to drink and have festivities on Hanukkah. And that's the idea of celebrating, having meals in praise of Hashem, of the miracle that happened on this day, and that we set up the altar, the Mishkan on that day, Hanukkah the Mizbech. Okay. So that's the next type of Sudat Mitzvah. What did we see so far? Let's summarize. Sudat Mitzvah is either a Sudat that's in honor of a mitzvah, or a Sudat to publicize a mitzvah, or a Sudat to publicize a miracle, or a Sudat to give thanks and praise to Hashem. Also, maybe because of a miracle. Okay, so far, we did that far. This would explain why we're so careful to eat cheesecake on Hanukkah. Because part of the idea of the meal is to give praise over the miracle that happened through the cheesecake. That she fed him cheese, and he got thirsty, and she fed him wine. The daughter of Yochanan the Kohen Gadol, and then he drank the wine, he fell asleep, she cut off his head, and then they were able to attack the Greeks. At two, finishing a book, a siyum. So he says, I also think that's a Sudat Mitzvah. Today everyone says it, but no one said it before him. He said, I don't know if no one, but he says that's a Sudat Mitzvah. It says in the Talmud tractate Shabbos, Abaye used to say, I'm so proud whenever I'd see a young rabbi finish a masechta, I personally would make the meals. I would make a holiday in honor of his finishing a book. Abaye said that, yeah. So he says that's why I think to even make a blessing, special blessing, thanking Hashem for the happiness of a siyum. Because it's the greatest simcha, you finish something in Torah. And he says if you're publicizing a mitzvah, look, we learned this, let's also sue this mitzvah. He says things have gotten confused because sometimes people do all kinds of foolish things at happy occasions. But really, it is a Suda's mitzvah. Okay, he quotes here a story. He said to make an extra blessing at a siyum. He says, I tried that once at a siyum, and there became great havoc after I made that blessing. And he says, because I didn't do what my Rebbeim did. My Rebbeim never made an extra blessing in honor of a siyum, so I shouldn't have done it. Okay. Next. He says, a siyum is a sudas mitzvah. What about Chanukat HaBayit? People just moved into a new home, so there's a custom, they invite other people over, and everyone eats something and drinks something. So he says that's not a sudat mitzvah. He says that's part of being a friendly neighbor. You invite other people, they eat, they drink with you, you're not celebrating any mitzvah here. You're not giving praise or thanks to Hashem. Not everyone agrees with him. He says, today, when people make a party in celebrating that they have a new house, he says, it's just for people to get drunk. Nothing serious goes on there anyways. So he says, that's not a sudas mitzvah. But he says, if your intention is, this house will be a house of Torah and mitzvos, and I want to thank Hashem that He allowed me to have this house, and then you have a party where there's no drinking, he says that. He says, there's no lightheadedness. What you're doing is you're thanking Hashem, you're saying Yidvar Torah there, and you speak about it. That's a Suda's mitzvah. He says it. So that's also quoted. He doesn't address that, but there are those who want to say that when it's in Israel, that's a Suda's mitzvah. You're celebrating that you purchased it in Israel, yeah? Yeah, you're celebrating the mitzvah. There are really three reasons. I wrote about this, I summarized the ones. The three reasons that are brought about why we do Chanukat HaBayit. Wait, let's hear him out. What about a bar mitzvah? This is where our question began, right? He says that the Ashkenazim do. Sounds like Sephardim didn't do celebrate bar mitzvahs. I don't know Sephardi history here.
I know the Sephardi opinion from what I know is that you just become a bar mitzvah when you're 13, you get an aliyah, and that's it.
That's it. So he says, yeah, Ashkenazim tend to celebrate a bar mitzvah. So he says, it seems like that's the greatest Suda's mitzvah there is. You're celebrating that this kid is now, he has the merit of doing mitzvot. So you're praising Hashem. And there's a mitzvah that's done here, all of mitzvot. So he says, we're thanking Hashem for the fact that this child merited to reach that age. And the father merited to bring him to this point, and now he's part of the covenant of Torah. He says there's no greater Suda's mitzvah than that.
In the field, in the religious community, this is the end of the kids learning.
Okay. So he says, the problem, he says, is that people don't celebrate bar mitzvah on that day. In the United States, they wait for the Sunday that works for you. In Israel, they wait for the Friday that works for you. He says the celebration is the day he's entitled to do mitzvot and that he's obligated to do mitzvot. So he says there's another problem that they celebrate a bar mitzvah when the kid's still younger. So he says, what are you celebrating? So he says when a child reaches 13 years old, that's when people should make the celebration. And that's when he should be chazen. And he says now, if they're not doing it on time, and people, he says, lost track. No one remembers a kid's birthday. He says a kid reaches, they say he's about 13 now, which we can understand. In their days, they didn't have calendars like today. He says, people don't keep track of their kids' birthdays. So how could you call it a Suda's mitzvah? You don't know if he's bar mitzvah yet or not. So he says, if you don't know if the kid's bar mitzvah yet, You can't celebrate a bar mitzvah, he says. Now, what happens if it's too late? If you're going to celebrate the bar mitzvah not on the day, but you know he's become bar mitzvah. Okay, we'll get that in a second. He says, if you let the kids speak at the bar mitzvah, and so the child's going to say it's var Torah, then it's no different, it's not less than when you celebrate that you built a new home. The home, what are you celebrating? He said that this is a house that has potential for Torah and mitzvos. Well, if the child's going to give a speech already and he's already come of age, that he knows how to talk Torah, so that's also Suda's mitzvah. Not because he's starting to do mitzvahs today, because you don't know whether he became more obligated today or not. They didn't keep good track of the dates, he says. But he says at least he started saying Torah. He says, okay, he mentions that everything I just wrote is relevant to whether Avelim are allowed to eat from that meal. So that's in a nutshell his explanation of Sudat Mitzvah. This idea that he says that if you say Dvar Torah at the place, that also makes it a Sudat Mitzvah is very important. Because sometimes you're invited to a bar mitzvah that's not on the day. Or another type of festive meal, and this helps us have room for leniency. If at the bar mitzvah the kid's going to say a speech, he's going to say a Dvar Torah, so that helps it be more lenient.
If you want to invite